On a warm, late summer Saturday morning, the Waukee High School Marching Band leads the Waukee Fest Parade through the streets of this rapidly growing Des Moines suburb. All styles of vehicles carry service organizations, church groups, and politicians along the route. Most of them are throwing candy to the curbside crowd. Positioned toward the front of the lineup, a tall African-American man stands in the back of a pickup and offers greetings to everyone he sees.
How's it going? All right. That's a beautiful dog. What's the dog's name? Twyla. All right. That is a beautiful dog.
This is Desmond Adams, a Democratic candidate for the Iowa Senate. The 38-year-old graduate of Drake Law School is running in a district made up almost entirely of white voters, the western reaches of Polk County and much of Dallas County. The challenge does not seem to worry him.
We all have the same concerns, the same fears. We want to do the same thing. Sometimes we take different vehicles in order to get there. If we can start to focus on what we have in common as opposed to what we don't have in common, then I think that we can get there.
If Adams' campaign is successful, he would join Thomas Mann of Des Moines as the only African Americans to be elected to the Iowa Senate. He says he's aware of the historic significance of his quest, but he does not dwell on it.
What I want to be judged on is not the pioneering African American in the state Senate or any other race that I ever get into. But the ideas and ideologies and thought processes and thought leadership I provide.
There have been 15 blacks elected to the Iowa House of Representatives. The first came in 1964 when James Jackson of Waterloo and Willie Stevenson Glanton of Des Moines were elected at a time when the American Civil Rights Movement was gaining momentum. Glanton still lives on the north side of the capital city. She was raised in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and says she was influenced by her politically active parents.
I guess I just grew up with the idea that politics is a part of your life if you're going to make it, especially if you're black or if there's some other thing that people think is an impediment, you know.
Once Glanton settled in Iowa, she became a pioneering figure among African Americans. She was the second African American woman admitted to the Iowa bar and the first black woman to be an assistant Polk County attorney. Her husband, Luther, was the first black judge in the state. It never troubled her to be one of only two black faces in the Iowa House.
You can't worry about who's not there. You worry about your getting there. And how to get there, and what it takes to get there.
Glanton served just one term in the legislature, leaving after 2 years to become an attorney with the Small Business Administration. The African American who served longest in the House chamber is Wayne Ford. The Des Moines Democrat served 14 years, beginning in 1997. He says it was a heady experience for a kid from the poor side of Washington, D.C.
To be one of the legislators that served in that great institution, it was mind-boggling. The power of that is monumental, and I'm glad I was a part of that. I'm glad I helped change the color of our.
Ford was the 10th black elected to the State House. He credits those who went before him for paving the way.
I'm just standing on shoulders of people who have probably went through way more battles than I have ever went through, and I thank them for being as strong as they were. And now I'll continue that legacy, and sooner or later when I'm gone, there'll be people coming behind me.
Almost all of the blacks in the legislature have been Democrats representing urban districts. The sole Republican was Cecil Reed of Cedar Rapids, who served one term in the late 60s and died in 2006 at the age of 92. Current House member Helen Miller represents Fort Dodge and some rural areas of Webster County. She says she was caught by surprise when the Democratic Party urged her to run after she had lived in the area only 3 years.
It took me a while to really get into the swing of it, but once I get focused, I just literally virtually knocked on every door in Fort Dodge, held events all over the town.
Miller's first day in office was in 2003. She is now the ranking member on the House Agriculture Committee, the first black to hold the position.
I found that I've been able to bring a lot of attention to a lot of issues, and they're not necessarily your classic African-American issues.
There are four other African-Americans currently in the Iowa House. There have also been very few blacks elected as mayors of Iowa cities. One of them is the former head of the Iowa Department of Human Rights, Preston Daniels. He led Des Moines from 1997 through 2003. He says blacks in public office are squarely in the spotlight.
I think anyone who is of a minority status, or especially people of color, I believe definitely you will feel intensified scrutiny.
All of the black politicians in this story say their concerns are not much different from their white counterparts. They want to create jobs. They want to improve education. They want a higher quality of life for all Iowans. These issues, they say, will attract voters no matter their color. Iowa Senate candidate Desmond Adams believes he will win in a district with no incumbent that was reshaped after the 2010 census. He's out to prove it, one piece of candy at a time.
How you doing, sir? You're not smiling. It's a beautiful day. We got to get some candy. Somebody throw some candy to the gentleman right there so he smiles.
In Waukee, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.
That's a bad throw. Nobody threw.